Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
We've had many good days during this legislative session, but Friday was one for the record books. For us, it began with the final push to pass House Bill 112, the Save Women's Sports Act. This bill would ban biological boys who think they are girls from competing on girls' sports teams. After intense lobbying by both sides, the bill passed the Senate by 2 votes. Now it's onto the governor's desk. This bill will stop a repeat of last year's Big Sky Conference Track and Field Championships, where a transgender female runner destroyed his female competition, winning the mile race by at least 30 yards. According to the women who raced against him, he was holding back and barely broke a sweat. House Bill 112 will return fairness to female sports and secure the gains made for female athletes under Title IX. Friday was also a big day for securing religious freedom. Senate Bill 172, the Religion is Essential Act, is now also headed to the governor. The bill simply says that during events like a pandemic or natural disaster, churches will be declared to be essential and will be treated the same as any other essential entity. No more scenarios where grocery stores, hardware stores, and liquor stores are allowed to remain open while churches are forced to close. The House also on Friday finally voted to send the Health Care Sharing Ministries Act to the governor. This bill will once and for all embed in Montana law the fact that Christian health care sharing ministries are legal in Montana and are not subject to regulation by the state insurance commissioner. This bill has passed 2 previous legislative sessions only to be vetoed. It appears in this case the third time was definitely a charm. We also have good news to report on the pro-life front, as Friday saw the passage of 2 important pro-life bills. House Bill 620 will finally once and for all defund Planned Parenthood. Under this bill, federal Title X family planning dollars will be redirected to county health care offices and other health care providers, rather than flowing to abortion providers where it's used to backfill budgets, thus freeing up other dollars for abortions. This bill has been a long time in coming, and word is that the governor's eager to see it on his desk. Finally, on Friday, the House passed House Bill 167, the Montana Born Alive Infant Protection Act. This bill would outlaw infanticide and ensure that every infant born alive in Montana, even as the result of a botched abortion, receives appropriate medical care. This bill was first passed by the House clear back in January, was amended in the Senate in February, then languished in the House for 2 months before it was passed last week. In this particular case, the bill is a ballot referendum, so it will now be sent to the people for a vote. And speaking of pro-life bills, today at 3:30, Governor Gianforte will sign a slate of pro-life bills, making this the most pro-life legislative session in Montana history. In addition to defunding Planned Parenthood and passing the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, the legislature has also banned abortions after 20 weeks gestation, required a woman be given the chance to see an ultrasound of her baby before an abortion, made illegal the practice of sending powerful abortion-inducing drugs through the mail for do-it-yourself at-home abortions, and finally outlawed the use of taxpayer dollars to subsidize abortions through Obama health care exchanges. By anyone's measure, this has been a great pro-life session, and we'll celebrate that fact today at 3:30 at the Capitol. We hope to see you there. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.